Sundry. With tickets for the 4th annual marathon bingo sold out in advance, organizers' expectations seem to have been exceeded. We ended up with 71 players, said Michelle Engelman, Sundry Elks Lodge No. 338's exalted ruler. We were hoping for 70, she said, adding the turnout might yet have been even higher had it not been for a few who at the last moment ended up being unable to make it out. Located on 1st Avenue Southwest across the road from the Sundry and District Museum, the local Elks Hall was a busy place on Saturday, September 30, with the marathon running all day from 1 to 8:30 p.m., although doors had opened that morning. After expenses, about $2,000 was raised for the Sundry Community Van Society, said Engelman. Asked where proceeds have previously been allocated, she said the Elks implemented a new system this past January and explained that other community service groups have the option to approach the Elks to provide a helping hand every Tuesday for 3 months in exchange for a contribution. This past year, she said the Elks donated about $2,300 to the Sundry Nutrition for Learning Society, a little more than $3,000 for the Chinook Arch Victim Services Society, as well as approximately $2,400 for the Grade 8 Sailing Group. We've really upped our game, she said. From a local perspective, she said the Elks are focused mainly on identifying and helping to address the needs of children in the community, while also endeavoring to cater to the needs of seniors. The marathon bingo came on the heels of a golf tournament fundraiser that was held on August 20 at the Forest Heights Golf and RV Resort. That charity event brought in about $3,500, which ended up being dispersed among half-dozen groups in roughly $500 sums, she said. Our biggest goal is to just do what we can to give back to the community, she said. That's my favorite part of this. We put a lot of work into it, and to be able to give back is such a great feeling, she said, adding that being able to help other community groups makes the effort worthwhile. Praising the helping hands of all ages who volunteer to ensure such events go off without a hitch, she invited anyone who might be interested in learning more about the Elks to consider dropping by the hall during a regular meeting, which are held every second Thursday at 7 p.m. Engelman also expressed gratitude to the business community for its continued and unwavering support. We have had an awesome response from the businesses, she said, adding the Elks had enough doors prizes during the bingo marathon to give a door prize to everyone who came out. And bingo fans who were unable to participate in the marathon are welcome to drop by regular bingo nights every Tuesday at the hall, with doors opening at 5:30 p.m. and games generally getting underway by 7 p.m. Related recruitment drive aims to keep Sundry Community Van rolling.